Bring the assembly meeting for November 25th to order. And we will start with a flag salute. Mr. Smith, would you please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, will you call roll, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Mr. Bryson.
Present.
Mr. Edwardson.
Here.
Ms. Gladyszewski.
Here.
Mr. Jones.
Here.
Ms. Smith. Mr. Smith.
Here.
Ms. Dream.
Here.
Mayor Weldon.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. No special order of business, so we'll go to approval of minutes. Ms. Hale.
I suggest that the assembly approve the minutes with minor modifications that I will provide to the clerk, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Any objection? Seeing and hearing none, minutes are approved. That leaves us to manager's requests for agenda changes, and you said you have a few.
Madam Mayor, I have one agenda change request, and that is under executive session. We do not need an executive session that can be removed from the agenda. And then we have several short staff reports as well.
All right. Thank you. I'm sure everybody will be very sad that there's no executive session. Public participation on non-agenda items. Madam Clerk, could you?
Madam Mayor, no one signed up.
All right. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to non-agenda items? Our one member says no. That moves us on to the consent agenda. Any public requests for consent agenda changes other than ordinances for introduction? Any assembly requests for consent agenda changes? Assembly action, since we don't have Ms. Gladyszewski. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move that the assembly approve the consent agenda as presented.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, consent agenda is approved. That leads us to public hearing. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-43, an ordinance amending the purchasing code related to timelines for protests.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
CBJ Procurement Code governs how goods and services are procured and when a procurement protest can be submitted. Currently, protests must be submitted by close of the business day. This ordinance would clarify that a protest must be submitted by 4:30 p.m. Alaska time. This amendment would provide clarity for the public and CBJ staff. Public Works and Facilities Committee recommended this ordinance be introduced when it reviewed the topic at its meeting on October 28, 2019. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it to the assembly. Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move the assembly adopt ordinance 2019-43, amending the purchasing code relating to timelines for protests, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so moved. Item B, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-46, an ordinance amending the Waters and Harbors Code relating to unattended vessels at boat launches and providing for a penalty.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Docks and Harbors Department heard concerns from the Amalga Harbor Huffman Cove residents that vessels were being left unattended at the Amalga Harbor boarding float overnight. This ordinance would prohibit a vessel from being left unattended at a boat launch except when a person is actively parking or retrieving a trailer. In response to public comments, the term float plane was added to the type of vessels regulated by this ordinance. Docks and Harbors Board reviewed this ordinance at its meeting on September 26, 2019, recommends the Assembly adopt the ordinance. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it to the Assembly. And I think it will be cleaner, Mr. Smith, since I know you have some additions to make, to go to Ms. Hughes Scandies for the motion and let you do an amendment.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2019-46, and I ask for unanimous consent.
This would be the time, Mr. Smith.
Objection. For the purposes of an amendment.
Madam Mayor, can I ask a quick question first before we get into
minutes? Sure, Ms. Dream.
Is this whole section new? I just noticed that floatplane wasn't underlined, and it sounds like that was an addition. So I'm wondering if this whole thing is new, or was floatplane supposed to be underlined?
Mr. Attorney.
Yes, this whole section is new, so that's why floatplane's not underlined.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. After reviewing the ordinance, and just in kind of my layman's read of it, and as a person who uses the boat launches, under subsection B, my amendment, or I move to add, and this is on packet page 70, page 1 of 2 of the ordinance, and is the last line.
So line 27.
Line 27, the one without a number, but yes. I move to add, before the word recovery, I move to add launching or recovery. So it would then say, so the prohibition would not apply when the operator or person in charge of the vessel leaves the boat launch to dispatch a vehicle and trailer necessary in the launch or recovery of the vessel.
Okay, thank you. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Smith about that? Okay, then we're going to clean it up just a little bit because you're proposing an amendment, you're not really objecting. So... At this time, will you withdraw your objection and just propose an amendment, please?
Yes, I withdraw my objection and propose an amendment.
Thank you. All right. You've heard the amendment motion. Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that language will be added. And now we'll move to the motion Ms. Hughes Scandy made. Any, Mr. Edwardson.
Object for a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Edwardson.
We're talking about making standing mooring at the dock, the launch ramp, a violation. I'm just curious how the violations would be enforced, considering Amalga is pretty far out.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. Mr. Come on up.
Thank you. It happens on a... On an occasion.
Please state your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dave Bork, Harbor Master, 8795 Durant Street. So it happens that this is generally a systematic situation when we have the same fleet in town, and that's when we get all of our phone calls. This rarely happens anywhere else, actually, in my 6 years, nowhere else other than Amalga during same season. So we have added the fee schedule. We've done our research, and we can do that. We can actually write a ticket to the boat.
So I'll do a follow-up if no one else has. So you have people patrolling during same season to write?
Absolutely, we do. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I remove my objection.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. Any other further objections? Seeing and hearing none, motion passes. Item C, Madam Clerk.
Madam Mayor, if I just might, was that the motion that just passed the motion on the amendment or the main motion?
The main motion.
Okay, thank you. Ordinance 2019-06F, an ordinance transferring $47,969 of unexpended FY19 marine passenger fees from the general fund to the open space waterfront land acquisition capital improvement project.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would transfer $47,969 of unexpended marine passenger fee revenues budgeted for specific purposes in fiscal year 19 and not expended by the fiscal year end to the open space waterfront land acquisition CIP. This transfer is consistent with the Assembly's direction on the disposition of unexpended marine passenger fee funds. The amounts below are the result of monies appropriated from the fund for specific purposes but not expended. Franklin Dock Enterprises, $10,616. Downtown Business Association, $306. City Manager, $2,725. Capital City Fire Rescue, $34,322. For accounting purposes, the funds will be first refunded to the Marine Passenger Fee Fund and then transferred to the Open Space Waterfront Land Acquisition CIP. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly and pick Mr. Smith back up. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Assembly adopt Ordinance 2019-06F, an ordinance transferring $49,969 of unexpended FY19 marine passenger fees from the General Fund to the Open Space Waterfront Land Acquisition Capital Improvement Project, and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so moved. That brings us to unfinished business, which looks like we have no unfinished business, so we'll move on to new business. Madam Clerk, we start with you on that one.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Alaska DOT and PF, Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities request to purchase Lot 1A, U.S. Survey 2137 for Glacier Highway improvements in Lemon Creek.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities has submitted a request to require approximately 0.032 acres of city property in order to improve Glacier Highway in Lemon Creek. 5309-200 states, the proposal shall be reviewed by the Assembly for a determination of whether the proposal should be further considered, and if so, whether by direct negotiation with the original proposer or by competition after an invitation for further proposals. Upon direction of the Assembly by motion, the manager may commence negotiations for the lease sale, exchange, or other disposal of city and borough land. DOT is also requesting permanent and temporary construction easements as part of the Glacier Highway reconstruction project. June 7, 2019, Lands Committee meeting provided a motion of support for this disposal and easements. I request a motion authorizing the manager to work with the original proposer.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this item? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Treem.
I move that the Assembly direct the manager to work with the original proposer on the purchase of Lot 1A and ask unanimous consent.
Any objections? Mr. Jones.
Thank you. I'm wondering if the manager could explain to me the map under a new business, the first one. This is Glacier Highway improvements, but the acquisition looks like it's more than a block away. Is that acquisition pointing to the wrong place? Or are you pointing down, is this near Glacier Highway or on Glacier Highway, not halfway up to Marie Drake or Zatikahene?
Mr. Manager.
0.3 acres is, that's a little bit of land a long ways away from Glacier Highway.
0.03.
Yeah, 0.03. I know. This map doesn't jive with your description much.
Madam Mayor, the map does show an area that would be quite a bit larger than 0.032 acres, and the map does show acquisition of a parcel that overlays Renninger Street, so we do have a disconnect in the packet.
Well, Renninger Street goes all the way from Glacier Highway to the school. But the acquisition is up near the parking lot, near the housing development, not on Glacier Highway.
Madam Mayor, so that Mr. Jones is correct. Renninger is a city street that goes up to the school. So I do not have the detail on this. If anybody from the Lands Committee recalls the June 7th meeting, I'm informed from Mr. Cheney that this is for the roundabout, but I'm not exactly sure on the exact details on how the map would jive with the right-of-way. My sense on this is that tonight's motion from the Assembly, if approved, would authorize the negotiation, which would then bring back an ordinance that would the Assembly would then authorize the disposal.
Okay, Mr. Manager, could you wait? Ms. Hale?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. And I don't remember this in detail, but my recollection is that this has fairly complex ownership, and there was some little part of the this complexly owned area that we needed to grant DOT the land, and that was my recollection.
Mayor.
Mr. Jones.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect that it's down near Glacier Highway if it's part of the roundabout, and it's basically our right-of-way. I don't have any problems, granting you the authority to negotiate, but it would be nice if the information was a little bit more correct. I'll remove my objection.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Any further objection? Seeing and hearing none.
Madam Mayor.
Mr. Edwardson.
I'd like to... I don't really want to object, but I'd like to echo Mr. Jones's statement that the next time around, I'd like to see correct information before we vote on an ordinance.
Correct, and that's what I was going to say.
Okay, thank you.
Seeing and hearing no objection, this passes, but we will direct Mr. Manager not only to work with the original proposal, but to bring back a correct map or an explanation of the map. All right, item B, Madam Clerk.
Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities request to purchase a fraction of Block A, Field Acres Subdivision for Mendenhall Loop Road improvements.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Mander.
Alaska DOT has submitted a request to acquire approximately 0.1 acres of city park property in order to improve the Mendenhall Loop Road and Stephen Richards Drive intersection. The process is the same as we just discussed under 5309-200. DOT is also requesting permanent and temporary construction easements as part of the Mendenhall Loop Road reconstruction project. I'm requesting a motion authorizing the manager to work with the original proposer.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this item? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Hale, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Assembly authorize the City Manager to work with DOT and TF on this proposal. And ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Ms. Hale. Any objections? Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. May I speak to my objection?
Yes, you may.
I have attended as many of the public forums for this project that included the next ordinance as well, the Floyd Dryden roundabout and the what would be considered the Duck Creek roundabout. I have severe reservations that this is the correct path for our plan for the Mendenhall Loop reconstruction, and I was going to request that this be sent back to Public Works and Facility Committee so that we can make sure that this is the appropriate course of action for the major thoroughfare coming out of the valley. There's some missing details or information. I think it would serve the community best to put this project back into Public Works facilities. Is there any other comments that I need to, or things I need to do for
it? Mr. Bryson, although this is a state road, so I don't know how much we can deal with it in our assembly level. Mr. Jones, will you get us out of this mess?
I think that Public Works could review it. DOT may or may not even show up at Public Works. I think DOT has to show up at Planning Commission. The final state-city review will happen at the Planning Commission. I don't know if that's already happened yet or whether that may be preliminarily. But once DOT is probably at 80%, 90% ready for construction, have site control over the property, it'll be brought back. The Planning Commission has status under ordinances to object or to ask for changes being made. But I don't believe under any statute or ordinance we as the Assembly have any say in that. But I could be wrong, but the attorney maybe knows more. But I don't think we have any say over that other than through the Planning Commission.
Just for my sake, because I don't remember this, exactly the route does this go? It goes from us to you coming up with, looking at Mr. City Manager, and I says that coming up with a plan, and then it goes to the Planning Commission, and then comes back to us in an ordinance form? Is that correct, or can you tell us the path this is going to take?
Madam Mayor, there are two paths. So tonight's request, DOT has requested to acquire city property. So if the Assembly makes a motion that the manager work with DOT, the proposer, then we would bring back survey, evaluation, ordinance that would authorize the disposal of that piece of city property. Separate from that, as Mr. Jones noted, the Planning Commission reviews state projects and makes recommendation. If the city chose not to sell property to DOT for their preferred alternative, we would be in a situation that I think we haven't found ourselves in before.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Manager. I think Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I guess the one thing that I'll say, this isn't a question, but they do need our permission because they're asking for our land. This is a public works project, of course, but it's also a political project. And by that, I mean that there's people in the community that care about whether this goes through or not. So I'd like to see it go through today, too, but Mr. Bryson's proposal isn't unreasonable. He's not voting against it. He thinks it should go back to a committee. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. Mr. Jones?
Like I said, I don't know that we get Public Works over the years. They've gotten reports from DOT, but have never sort of approved or disapproved of a project. That's been the Planning Commission or the full Assembly. The speed limits out on the new Ock Bay from Ock Lake onto the roundabout, that was the full Assembly objecting. It was not a committee. And DOT said they listened and promptly went ahead and did what they wanted to do anyway. I think if we didn't sell them the land, I think they have the right for, if their preferred project can't go without that land, is to eminent domain. And that's a legal issue between the city and the state that, as the manager said, I don't know that we want to get into. Mr. Everson said, you know, we don't sell them the land. They have a right to get it from us, or they'll try to get it from somebody else. And if that's the project they want to do, it's just sort of the political reality of DOT, as I suffered through them for 7 years.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Bryson, and okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I appreciate the comments from my fellow Assembly members. It's helpful. I would totally be okay with sending this to the Planning Commission. Definitely seems like the appropriate committee. The biggest objection that I have is that the Duck Creek intersection is one of the largest intersections in our community, and it's only 4 years old, and they want to buy land to rip up the biggest, newest intersection. That part of town has the largest sidewalks, and their main point was, oh, we're going to enlarge the sidewalks. Of the already the two biggest sidewalks in the community, and they want to put a median down the center of Mendenhall Boulevard so that first responders cannot take lefts as long as as well as everybody else. So if there was a fire at El Camino, you can't just drive down Mendenhall Loop Road and turn down El Camino. You got to drive down to the turnaround and turn around there to then come back up so you can take a right into El Camino. Every citizen that I've talked to is not in favor of this. I was not able to find a citizen that was in favor, but that did not work for DOT. That's why I wanted to revert this back to committee so that it could be discussed. Is this the right direction for our community with this being the major thoroughfare or artery that leads out of the valley? It just didn't seem to be improving the situation. That's why I'd like it to go back to committee for discussion.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bryson. So just reconfirm, it is going to come back to the assembly in forms of an ordinance, and it will go to the Planning Commission.
Madam Mayor, it is correct that if the assembly makes a motion on the land conveyance, that it will come back as an ordinance for that land conveyance. But the assembly will not get an update on the details and the merits of the project. I suspect, as Mr. Bryson notes, that a public works project of this size will generate a lot of public interest. And it may be helpful for the assembly to become educated on why DOT has proposed these improvements. And I suspect, like all public works projects, it's a balance of traffic efficiency, traffic safety, traffic convenience, project cost. And they probably are advancing. Not knowing the details, this particular proposal because they think it's the best option. I think Mr. Edwardson noted that might be a subjective decision. It strikes me as not a bad idea to go forward on a path of beginning the negotiations with the department so they can keep the project moving, an educational path for the assembly to hear an update on the project. And ultimately, one outcome that could result if we did not sell property is they might just not do improvements. So the do-nothing option might not be desirable either.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Ms. Hale, you've been patient. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the chair of the Public Works Committee and as a longstanding bureaucrat who has spent much of my career working on things that I was unable to be effective about. I don't think it's my opinion that sending this to the Public Works Committee for interminable discussion when we really don't have a decision-making role in a DOT project might feel good in the moment, like we're doing something, but we wouldn't be doing something. So I would object to sending it back to the Public Works Committee. Instead, take the path forward. Perhaps having an information item on a committee of the whole meeting might be a good idea.
Mr. Manager, do you think we could get someone from DOT to chat with us before the ordinance would be voted on?
Madam Mayor,
this motion, but an ordinance.
We certainly can try.
Okay, that's all we can do is try. All right, Mr. Bryson, where are you with your objection?
I could remove my objection. Is it possible to remove my objection so that the manager can continue to move his stuff forward, but also put this, if we're going to get a informational at a committee of the whole, I would find that satisfactory. I believe that this assembly needs more information for this project because of the impact, this very significant impact that it will have on where the majority of the population lives.
Thank you, Mr. Bryson. I think we would like that, but we can't speak for, I don't think the manager can speak for the DOT, so we will move forward with trying to get an educational item at a committee of the whole meeting before we address the ordinance. So
we will not be sending this back to, with me removing my objection, it will not be going back to Planning Commission or another committee.
If you remove your objection, it will go forward and the city manager will start negotiations for the land. That land purchase will come back to the assembly as an ordinance, and then when they get a plan, it will go to the Planning Commission.
Oh.
Mr. Edwardson.
So I'll bring this up, and I brought it up several times before for different subjects, sunk costs. So if we go forward with something without discussing it, we're just guaranteeing that it's going to go through because we're not going to get to the 11th hour and vote no. So I think there's a reasonable objection now. I think there, if Mr. Bryson is hearing that there isn't a lot of consensus on the direction to go, then we're just rubber stamping it if we keep moving forward. So that's my opinion on it. Like I said, I'm in favor of this. But I don't think that his request is unreasonable.
Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Mr. Manager, could you tell us where in the general DOT process this project is? I mean, have they determined? My understanding is they have placed roundabouts. I mean, is it how far along is this?
Mr. Manager.
Through the mayor, I do not know in detail. I know they've been talking about it and debating for quite a long time, and the fact that they have moved past that preliminary engineering stage into the right-of-way acquisition stage signals to me that they're ready to prepare documents and go out to bid. And it takes a while to acquire the land, so I think they are on the path to going out to bid. But that may be as much as a year.
All right. Ms. Hughes-Candy, do you have your hand up?
I was pointing at Mr. Attorney, who has his hand up.
Oh, Mr. Attorney, I'm sorry.
To give you a little bit of comfort, if the assembly tonight authorizes the manager to negotiate with DOT, the manager would be required by our code to bring this matter back to the Lands Committee before it goes to the full assembly. So there is at least one committee that can shepherd this through. And if the sense that I'm getting tonight from the body is that there's a fair amount of interest on this, and so that may be something that the Lands Division can bring to the Lands Committee at least once or twice.
Does that bring you comfort, Mr. Bryson?
I'm going to maintain my objection, Madam Mayor.
All right. Any further discussion? All right, Madam Clerk, will you call roll?
Ms. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Edwardson?
No.
Mr. Bryson?
No.
Ms. Hughes-Candies?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
No.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Treem?
No.
Mayor Weldon?
No.
Motion fails, 3 yeas, 5 nays.
So, Mr. Watt, I would guess that we need to chat with the state on this before we make a decision. Would be my guess from the committee. Anyway, moving to item C. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Alaska Department of Transportation Public Facilities request to purchase a fraction of Lot 1A, U.S. Survey 2084 for Mendenhall Loop Road improvements.
Mr. Manager.
Madam Mayor, this is the exact same road project, a different parcel of land. Department of Transportation Public Facilities submitted a request to acquire approximately 0.39 acres of city property managed by the school district in order to improve Mendenhall Loop Road at the Floyd Dryden Middle School intersection.
DOT is also requesting permanent and temporary construction easements as part of that project. Given your rejection of the prior land acquisition request, I will revise my request for a motion authorizing the manager to work with the proposer. The mayor and I will follow up with department personnel.
All right. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this? So we're not going to bring it to the assembly because we changed the motion for the direction. Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I am wondering how the assembly will receive an update or if this will go through the lands committee so that we can know what's going on with this project. After your conversation.
Mr. Loss.
Madam Mayor, we could do an update at the Lands Committee, or I would imagine the Public Works and Facilities Committee, or wherever the Assembly wishes to hear it.
Looking at my two chairs, which chair would like it?
Madam Mayor, I propose that it go to the Lands Committee.
She knows that she's it's not her first time.
I didn't fall on her. Mr. Edwardson.
That's fine. Lands Committee is fine.
All right. There. Okay.
Madam Mayor.
Mr. Jones.
Thank you. For those who are interested on the Department of Transportation website for this particular project, winter 2019 to fall of 2019, I found rather interesting. Continue right-of-way acquisition. Winter of 2019-20, advertised project and award construction contractor. Spring 2020, begin construction. That's on the DOT webpage for the Mendenhall Loop Road capacity improvements, Nancy Street to the Back Loop Road. They talk about public comments up through 2017 and nothing past 2017 in the way of public comments. But the agency permits, the final design right-of-way acquisition utility agreements all done in the fall of 2018. So I would say, as the manager said, that this project is at that point where they're ready to go out to bid. So they've made up their mind what they're going to do.
Likely, but it's not. It doesn't hurt for us to have more discussion on it. So. All right, moving to staff reports.
Madam Mayor, we've three staff reports. Ms. Cosgrove has an update on warming shelter transportation.
Yes, very, very briefly. We promised a report back on the warming shelter, which, as you know, is currently in the valley at St. Vincent de Paul's. They've been open for four nights thus far. They are running a transit service, like a little bus service from the downtown area. Don't know if they have any other stops besides downtown to St. Vincent de Paul's. My understanding is that runs three times in the later evening. And if you miss the last bus, you're on your own, which apparently was a learning curve for some folks. And then primarily bus service, Capital Transit in the morning for return. I believe they are giving them tokens.
Any questions for Ms. Cosgrove? Mr. Jones.
The advertising on the radio says it runs between 11 and 2, that the last bus run is at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Bar break.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Cosgrove. Mr. Manager.
Madam Mayor, two updates on upcoming committees of the whole. I think you all saw the notice that the Telephone Hill property is under consideration by the state for disposal. Ms. Gladyshevsky's not here, but we will give you an update on that at the December 2nd committee of the whole, as that's likely to be a topic of interest both to the assembly and the public. Second, on the December 9th Committee of the Whole, we are inviting public testimony on the chronic nuisance ordinance. So if listeners are interested in the chronic nuisance ordinance, we will be asking for testimony that evening. And again, I'm just trying to highlight that topic.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Any questions for Mr. Manager? Seeing none. Mr. Attorney, do you have any reports?
None. Thank you.
Okay, seeing no further reports, we'll move on to assembly reports. And I will start. After our last assembly meeting, I got to spend a little time down in the sun on a vacation. And when I returned, I attended the Kensington Community Advisory Group. And I also got to volunteer for the ski sale for 3 days. And then most of us were at the Alaskan Municipal League all last week. And upcoming for the Thanksgiving, a couple things I have to be thankful about. My youngest son is home for the week from college, and my eldest son just returned from 6 weeks of training with the Marines. So we are glad that he is back and stationed with his wife having Thanksgiving down there. So, and just a couple notes about Thanksgiving. The Salvation Army will have their Thanksgiving dinner at 11 o'clock at the hangar on the wharf, and I believe the public is invited to that. And also in Douglas, they'll have the lighting of the tree Friday, November 9th at 6 p.m., followed by desserts at the Methodist Church, or treats, I should say, and then a skate with Santa at the Treadwell Ice Rink at 7:45. And with that, I'll just say happy Thanksgiving to all and move down the list. Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Human Resources Committee met tonight. We would like to forward the JEDC recommendations to the full assembly. We had 4 seats for the JEDC board. The first is the labor seat, and they'd like to appoint Chris Diamond for a term beginning immediately, ending November 1st, 2022.
Are there any objections to Mr. Diamond? Seeing and hearing none, he is appointed.
The next seat was an at-large seat, and they appointed Alexander Kotlarov, term beginning immediately, ending November 1st, 2022.
Any objections? He is appointed.
Next one is an at-large seat, and they appointed Garrett Schoenberger for a term beginning immediately, ending November 1st, 2022.
Any objections? He is appointed.
Go Garrett. And then the last seat was the unexpired seat previously occupied by Keith Comstock, and that's an at-large seat. They appointed Melissa Kukesh, and that begins immediately and ends November 1st of 2021.
Any objections? And she is appointed.
All right. The only other thing we did, at Human Resource Committee, we also appointed awarded $495 to the Human Rights Commission to help sponsor Boys Run and Girls on the Run. I also attended the AML, got to learn about PFAS, the most dangerous thing we have in our community at the Fire Training Center. On the 15th, I did go to the Spring Creek Correctional. I got to spend an hour with the superintendent, who gave me a lot of helpful insight on the crime wave, what's causing it, what's preventing it from being corrected. On the 6th, I met with JDC. That's where we did the interview questions. And on the 5th, I attended a PRAC. Most noteworthy, the emergency repairs for Dribbles the Whale have been complete, and the power has been restored. And they had an update on the Hank Harmon rifle range. And that is my report, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bryson. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On the 12th of this month, the Planning Commission approved a new subdivision. There was some brief discussion on the comprehensive plan rewrite, and they also let us know that the South Douglas West Juno plan contract was awarded to Corvus. Tomorrow, they will be taking up the CIP, the Capital Improvement Program. They'll provide some feedback there, and then also working on the historical preservation plan, kind of a interesting plan there. Hopefully we'll allow some extra money to go into downtown and some of our historical areas to highlight them and hopefully lead to some downtown revitalization, which is exciting and something I know this assembly and myself are interested in. I attended a Blueprint Downtown meeting, made it to a Treadwell Arena board meeting just to go and thank them and thanks to all our boards and commissions for the hard work they do. I was also at AML. I guess the takeaway for me was, as I was having conversations with folks from the Matsu Borough about how they paid for school bond debt reimbursement, and folks from Angoon and Cordova who have no ferry service, other communities wondering how they're going to pay for their school maintenance cost. And it was very encouraging to meet a lot of folks who are working hard for their neighbors and their communities. But one kind of takeaway for me was the state's inability to get its fiscal house in order, as well as the governor's cuts, are making things just a lot harder for everyone at the municipal level. I did make it to a UA Scholars event. I don't have to go through all this. I guess one thing I would like to highlight, I did go to a Little Eagles and Ravens childcare open house, so that was really exciting. 20 infant slots are opening up, 25 toddler slots. It's by Fred Myers at the Juno Christian Center. I believe they're being opening up in January, so that's exciting, and I believe they're taking applications, so exciting step forward for that area.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Smith. That is very exciting to see a few more daycare spots or childcare spots, excuse me. Ms. Hughes Candy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will report that I also escaped to find the sunshine, and I did so successfully. It's in Hawaii, and I explored that and some farmers markets, so I missed a lot of events, great events that were happening back here in Juneau. I attended AML with many of you and appreciated some good conversations, good discussions, made some good connections, and as Mr. Smith notes, a lot of the problems are being felt all over the state, but it was good to be re-energized and see how we're solving those problems.
Thank you, Ms. Hughes, and the stream.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Visitor Industry Task Force met on the 5th, and we got some great presentations on how Juneau fits in as a destination amongst Southeast and how the scheduling of cruise ships works all over the region. We had a packed house for that meeting, so I want to thank everybody who took the time to show up, and I think at our next meetings we'll be more comfortable here in the chambers. It got very crowded in that room, and I, again, thank everybody who stuck around and listened to that meeting. I attended my first Chamber of Commerce board meeting as their liaison. They were very welcoming. They wanted to stress, they wanted to gently urge us, maybe not so gently, urge us to start working on Centennial Hall. So that's where their thinking is. While you guys were all having fun at AML, I was having fun at Fish Expo, so I missed the Aquatics Board meeting and the Travel Juneau meeting. I do want to highlight for people who might be interested in the Aquatics Board and their actions on commercial use of the aquatics facilities, which is basically private swim lessons. They will be, I think, taking action in January. I'm looking at discussing it, at least, at their January 7th meeting. So if there's any members of the public who are interested in that topic, save that date. And on the topic of aquatics, the state swimming championships was earlier this month, and I want to congratulate Juneau swimmer Caleb Pyman, who won a state title in the 500 freestyle. And he was the first, he's a JD swimmer, and the first JD, possibly first Thunder Juneau swimmer to win a state title since 2012. And six other Juneau swimmers from both Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain finaled at state. So congratulations to all of them and their coaches.
Thank you, Ms. Dream. Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I attended my first Downtown Business Association meeting on November 5th. They said that the downtown Halloween festivities were a great success. I found the meeting to be very well run, and it's a creative and high energy group. They did want to bring two topics to the assembly to take note of. One is snow on sidewalks, and we've been blessed so far with no snow, but in particular, the downtown area between sort of in front of the old Gold Belt and by the transit center. That's an area that's supposed to be maintained by DOT and is not, and so it's very, very difficult moving around downtown, and DBA, as well as many others, including myself as a candidate, thinks it's a big issue, and they want to bring that to the Assembly. And another is homelessness, and we know that's a very, very deep issue, but a lot of people are camping out in business doorways, and they're concerned about that. I attended that same day the first Fred Meyer intersection, the sort of the planning group, not the public meeting, but this is the planning group where they've got represented a really, really good group of people, very robust in its cross-section of representing the community. I heard Mr. Bryson talk about the public meeting on the radio today, and so I know he's attended that. And I found probably similar to what he had referenced on the radio that they're really doing a good job, I think. They're really interested in a lot of possibilities for that intersection. They did say that the number of crashes and the severity of crashes is considered within acceptable standards, in quotes. It's not the worst intersection in town, which was surprising to many of us, but it's a very high-profile intersection because when accidents happen there, it blocks traffic, and then we all have to drive past that. So because it's not the worst intersection in town, that means funding will be harder to obtain. So it was a very interesting meeting, and that I'm the Assembly representative on that on that group, and so I'll be continuing to attend those meetings and let you guys know how they go. I attended the Bartlett Planning Committee. There's a Bartlett board meeting tomorrow. I've been trying to attend committee meetings as well. Jensen Yorba-Wall is working on a campus plan. You may have heard about the community needs assessment that is out on the street now. And Chuck Bill actually was on Action Line this morning discussing that. So they've got several pieces of planning going on right now, and they're trying to kind of put that together and figure out what the campus plan will be, where Bartlett needs to go, and I keep reiterating that then needs to feed the CIP, and they get it. They're hearing me, so that's a good thing. They are redrafting the, quote, affiliation study, more a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, trying to just figure out, given the there's a lot of mergers and purchases of hospitals nationwide and probably worldwide, and so given that reality that exists, what should Juno be doing to position itself? So that's being rewritten right now. And then finally, I attended AML with many of my colleagues, and it was a wonderful meeting. There were 1,200 people there, so it was really a great meeting. And I ran for and I was elected to the board of AML as an at-large member for 1 year, and I'm very excited about that, to serve with Mr.
Thank you, Ms. Hale. Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will say, I was figuring somebody else would say it, so I'm glad it saved it to the end, but the most dangerous thing at the fire training center is fire.
Oh.
Let me see. There was a scheduled airport board meeting on the 12th. And it was a very short meeting. They didn't have a quorum, so they gaveled in and gaveled out. It's the first time they didn't have a quorum in anybody's memory. They were scheduled to have a couple of people call in, I think, and they weren't able to call in. Not because they didn't want to, but technically it wasn't possible. The day after, on the 13th, LEPC meeting, Local Emergency Planning Committee, and it was Joel from National Weather Service's last meeting, and it was Sergeant First Class Flood from the National Guard's last meeting. So there should be a couple of vacancies coming up. I wished them well and thanked them for their time on behalf of the Assembly and Mayor Weldon. Let me see, what else do we have here? There was a little bit of talk about budget, and one of the reasons is the local emergency planning committees are a national program. They're not a local program, even though they're called local emergency planning committee. They're federally promulgated and federally funded for response to hazardous material spills. So the state of Alaska made the local emergency planning committees, and I don't think Alaska was the only one, but it made the local emergency planning committees an all hazards committee. And along with that, when they did that, came a funding stream, a dwindling funding stream that's dwindled to nothing now. So in order to run the way that they've been running on a very modest budget, they were debating whether or not or how much to ask the assembly for, and I encouraged them to ask for everything that we needed for the local emergency planning committee, because I don't know that the budget cuts are going to be permanent. They're still going to be an all-hazard committee, and we're still going to be expecting them to be ready and respond, and there'll be more to come on that. So, next thing, local emergency planning committee-wise, is the December light flights, LEPC booth. The Flying Lions need volunteers at the terminal for the light flights beginning December 18th, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And there is volunteer training as well if you want to work with getting kids and families and helicopters to look at the Christmas lights, the holiday lights around Juneau. And I didn't write down a point of contact, so I guess I could be the point of contact if you're interested in that. And that's all I think I have for that. I was in Anchorage during AML, but I was actually doing something else. I was at the Arctic and Western Alaska Area Committee for contingency planning. We did get off early on Tuesday, and I tried to make it over, and I could not find a parking spot that would take my card or any money or anything. I've had experiences with parking before, so I just beat back to the airport. So I apologize that I missed you. I was going to go say hi and then run off.
We're sorry we missed you too. Thank you, Mr. Edwardson. Mr. Jones.
Thank you. Haven't been any Finance Committee meetings since 2 weeks ago in our last assembly meeting. We do have a Finance Committee meeting on December 4th to review the questions and the answers, therefore, from our November meeting on fiscal sustainability, and to go through and see if there's any recommendations prior to our retreat on the 7th. We will also do a Finance Committee meeting on the 11th, and that will be a regular Finance Committee meeting. We won't be dealing with anything from the sustainability work. The Juneau School District had their monthly meeting on November 12th. I was in Anchorage getting ready for the Marijuana Control Board, but I did call in and listen in to both their workshop and their meeting. I did that because one of their school board members was calling in, and so they had a line open. And so I did that. The only real issue that I think that they talked about that is important to us is they did review the audit with the auditor, who's also the head auditor for Bartlett and for CBJ. Our CBJ audit is still ongoing. The school district budget, our audit is done. And I think about 2 days after that, I saw an email where Sarah Yon emailed all the assembly members the audit documents. There are two, the financial statements and then the statements from the auditors themselves. And I think their next meeting's sometime early in December. The joint schools and assembly facilities, CIP maintenance, whatever that long title, I haven't figured out an acronym or another name for it. We are going to meet on December 10th. At 8:15 in the morning. I'm working on an agenda. I've got some information both from the school district and from engineering. I will be putting that together. Hopefully I'll have some time to talk to Brian Holtz tomorrow regarding that agenda, but we will be meeting at 8:15. I tried to do it at 7:30 so that those of you who work, but the school district didn't want it until at least 8:15 and maybe even 8:30. Guess that we'll do it at 8:15 because otherwise we couldn't get anybody from the school district to show up at 7:30 in the morning. And in addition, tomorrow at 10 o'clock is the Visitors Product Cluster Working Group, which is a group that JEDC helps put together. And it's with most of the, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of the visitors product folk in Southeast. They have call-ins from Ketchikan and Sitka, and sometimes from Wrangell. One of their agenda items is an update on the Mayor's Task Force on Tourism, and also beginning to plan for their spring tourism growth and Juneau community meeting, similar to the one they did in April of 2019. I don't remember that, so if anybody's familiar with what went on in April 2019, you might look that up because they're planning another one this spring. I also attended the Alaska Municipal League, Ms. Hugh Scandy and I participated in a mock meeting at the end of the newly elected officials training. I got to be the disruptive member.
I
came in late to the meeting. I wasn't supposed to be there, but I got text by another assembly member that they were going to take away my liquor license. And so I showed up, and it was pretty good. I enjoyed that.
Real life.
Yeah, but it was interesting. The clerk over here roped me into going to work early, so I had to give up another afternoon with my wife, who was up for the weekend. And with that, I just wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Lots of stuff going on this weekend. Lots of stuff going on in the future with the market downtown. The only other thing I might mention, and I forgot about this, is we have an HRC committee of the whole on Thursday night starting at 5:30. But for those who are interested, at 6 o'clock here in Chambers, the planning staff and the planning commission are doing a public meeting on the alternative development overlay district update. They're looking at rezoning a lot of downtown. You have to remember that most of downtown, especially the flats and a lot of that stuff, was built before there were any zoning restrictions. So, you know, they have, you know, maybe 30% of the properties in downtown conform to the current zoning. And this is an attempt to get closer to 80% by sort of redoing something. I find it interesting they're doing it on a Thursday night. What's even more interesting is the second meeting, which is also here in Chambers, is Saturday afternoon starting at 3 o'clock, going to 4:30. We are scheduled to have a retreat until 2, so we can leave the hospital and all rush down here and listen to the Planning Commission. And because it's all, that overlay district has to come before us to get approved. So it'll go through the COWs if you want. I've been sitting in a lot of their committee meetings. For those of you who don't, you can come down on a Saturday afternoon and after a full retreat and really learn exactly what's going on. So when it comes up, you might be a little bit more prepared. But I found it interesting, 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon to have a public meeting on zoning. But anyway, that's what the schedule is at the current time. You're hiding her head. It's not 8 o'clock in the morning, Carol.
What would be a better time to have a public meeting on zoning?
I don't know. Maybe noon, maybe, I don't know. We don't have very much audience here tonight, so maybe never. But anyway, that's an interesting process. The overlay district will task you very much in terms of trying to understand exactly how they're doing it. With that, that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. And if you want to help with any of the scheduling for the retreat, Ms. Cosgrove and I are meeting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So, but seriously, if you have any input you want to send, just shoot me an email. I'd be delighted to hear your thoughts. Anyway, seeing Mr. Schaaf in the back, I would be remiss to say that I attended the Trail Mix auction dinner also, and it was a good time was had by all, and hopefully they raise some money for their trails, which I enjoy thoroughly all the time. So moving on to continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Let's see, last I knew that if you wanted credit for government class, you had at least say wave at the assembly members.
They could actually.
So thank you to our two young gentlemen themselves. That are coming to see how the government works.
They could actually introduce themselves, Madam Chair.
I wouldn't have wanted to do that if I was in high school, but if you were willing to do that, you're welcome to.
Ian. This is Kyle.
So Ian, was it, and Kyle?
Tile.
Tile. Welcome.
Thanks for being
and
here.
Mr. Kelly, are you making a move to talk to us, or are you just here?
Sure, yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Should I go up to the mic?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Kelly.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I don't have much of an audience here in the room, but to anybody who might be listening in on the radio, I just wanted to...
Please introduce yourself.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. So my name is Paul Kelly. I live on Fritz Cove Road, and I am a member of the school board. So I just wanted to announce on their behalf that we will be doing some public outreach at the public market this Thanksgiving. So if you're at the public market in the Paradovich Hall from 1 to 5 on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, we will be there ready to listen.
Great.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kelly. All right, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would just remind Mr. Bryson about the full assembly as HRC meeting dates that he was going to announce during his HRC report.
He was just testing you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Bryson.
I've talked about it like three times. Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, Madam Clerk. The Human Resource, the whole assembly is meeting as the Human Resource Committee on December 5th. At 5:30 p.m. and we will be going over the hospital board that evening, and then on the night of the 18th we'll be going over planning commission and docks and harbors. Thank you. And both of those meetings begin at 5:30 in room 224.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bryson, and thank you, Madam Clerk. Okay, any other items before the assembly? Seeing, hearing, none.
You are turned to KTOO Juno. That concludes the CBJ assembly meeting broadcast. The next meeting is December 16th. The time is 8:09, and thanks for joining us tonight. My name is Martha Moore, your host, and have a great evening.